A Motorsport Podcast Network production. Hey everybody, welcome along. Aaron Noonan here. Great to have you with me. Repco Supercars Weekly for another Friday from V8 Sleuth headquarters, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. Great to have you tuned in wherever you might be listening to this podcast. Quick reminder too, you can enjoy a range of content, news, podcasts, including ours, videos and competitions right now on the Repco Garage website, the address that you need to go to, garage.repco.com.au. Visit it online now. Now, plenty going on, Sleuthers. Confirmed today, no supercars on the track at Simmons Plains, but there is news coming out of Tasmania. Well, it's coming out of the United States because Shane Van Gisbergen, it's confirmed, is going to make his NASCAR Cup debut. Of course, we reported this a couple of weeks ago that it's happening and it was on. Others had sort of said, oh, it might be on, could be on. We said it's on, and it is confirmed as correct. It's on. Official confirmation today, the Trackhouse Project 91 squad, the Justin Marks setup that Kimi Raikkonen's driven for, and their Chev Camaro project. Shane is going to take the wheel of that car for the Chicago Street Race, which is the first time that that race has been held, part of the Cup Series. It's July the 2nd, so put that one in your diary. That is falling in between the Darwin Hidden Valley Supercars round and the Townsville round in North Queensland. So, and I think he's also going to take in a race the weekend prior to that Chicago race as well. So great stuff. SVG to take on the best of stock car racing's elite in the United States and in a bit of a home environment, a street course race, which although there's road course racing in NASCAR, that's not new. Street course racing, though, is something pretty new for stock car racing. So he's going to be right in his element. Of course, this weekend, he and the Supercars teams are in Tasmania. Simmons Plains, the Ned Whiskey Tasmania Super Sprint, three-race format, single driver, lots of sprint action going on. On-track action has begun today at Simmons Plains, if you're wondering, but there's no supercars on the track today. It's all support categories with the Porsche Michelin Sprint Challenge. Of course, that's the Carrera Cup Feeder Series. Australian Formula Ford Series, great to see that back as a support for supercars. It's in Tassie this weekend. The Aussie Racing Cars as well, with the big field of cars, and the Tassie Tin Tops, the local category rounding out the bill. So they're on track today. Supercars on the road tomorrow. Two 30-minute practice sessions, then the three-leg qualifying, then one race, and two regular qualifyings and two races to come up on Sunday, which, of course, is on Fox Sports. Coverage starting tomorrow, no coverage today. And for those who can't see it, you want to listen to it, James Moffat and I will have the call on SEN on Sunday afternoon. You can listen to it on the SEN app, wherever you are around Australia, New Zealand, the world. It is on SEN stations in Queensland, Sydney, and New Zealand. But no matter where you are, you can get it on the app that Sunday on SEN. Now, when you do tune into Simmons, whether you're watching on TV or you're at the track this weekend, you'll notice a few subtle changes if you have a look at the hairpin. Now, gone is the flag marshal point that was on the inside of the hairpin. It's now been moved to the outside next to the TV camera point, and that's come after a recommendation from the FIA to Simmons Plains to do that. And of course, having a marshal's position for flaggies right in the middle of what can be a chaotic hairpin corner, it's been deemed that something that they've decided to move. So that'll look a little bit different for this weekend in Tasmania. One thing too that is not different though, but it is still flowing on, is the official program for Supercars, digital version for Tasmania's round. It's free. Free to read online, free to download and read in your own time. You can grab it now from our website. It's on the V8 Sleuth website. There's links on the Supercars website as well. Or you can click on the link in the show notes of this episode that will take you straight to it. 84 pages, all the entry lists, all the event schedules, some feature reading there, some history stuff as well, some great old pictures from Simmons Plains that I think you'll enjoy as well. That is the Ned Whiskey Tasmania Super Sprint official program. Free, free, free. Now, Enduros, they're coming up. They're not that far away, in fact. I mean, we're going to be at Sandown before you know it for the 500, Bathurst then to follow. So another seat has been locked in this week. Jaden Ojeda, the Bathurst six-hour winner, he is going to be driving again with Matt Stone Racing behind the wheel of the Chevy Camaro alongside Jack LeBrock. So one of their drivers locked in, Cam Hill in the other car, yet to have an officially confirmed co-driver anyway. More seats than not are locked in. There's not too many left in the Supercars Championship paddock for those two big endurance races that come up later in the year. Look forward to seeing who's going to fill those in upcoming weeks. Brad Jones Racing, they have four cars in the Supercars Championship. They haven't officially confirmed their lineups, but hearing that it's pretty much going to be a case of same-same for a lot of those. But they've also got another car. They've just taken delivery of their spare chassis, and you can see a video, which, what a great job, and I think you'll all agree. Brad Jones Racing, in the off-season and the early part of this season, their video content has been fantastic this year, giving race fans and even the industry insight into what's going on with these builds of the new cars and the problems and the rectifications and all the different things that have been going on in the sport this year. They've done a really great job. There's another of those videos with this spare chassis on our website now, v8sleuth.com.au, and you can check that out. And of course, all of our event coverage from this weekend. Connor O'Brien is on track at the Ned Whiskey Tasmania Super Sprint. Our coverage on the website this weekend brought to you by ACL Performance. Amazing history, ACL. Tassie-based. All that involvement with Repco over the years, and they remain heavily involved in motorsport in various areas. So great to have ACL on board with us as our presenting partner of this weekend's coverage of the Ned Whiskey Tasmania Super Sprint on the website. Now on this day, May the 19th, according to my calendar, and that means it's a birthday for a one-time Supercars driver. He's not well known for racing supercars. He's probably more famous for being a multiple IndyCar and Indy 500 champion and winner. Dario Franchitti, by the way, turns 50 today. The 5-0 for the Scot, who of course drove with Dick Johnson Racing in the days of the Gold Coast 600, shared with Stephen Johnson. 2010, that was 13 years ago. Time flies when you're having fun. Also on this day, not that long ago, 5 years ago, 2018, we're all at Winton because the supercars were racing there. Rick Kelly won the race, and that was his last Supercars Championship win, and came in the week, in fact, that Nissan dropped the news that they were going to be out of supercars at the end of that season. Of course, Rick won in the Nissan Altima in what was a pretty emotional kind of a week, the week that Nissan said that end of the year, we are going to be gone. So interesting stuff. That's on this day 5 years ago in the Supercars Championship. Quick look ahead. Next week, Wednesday, V8 Sleuth Podcast. It's back. Part two of my sit-down chat with Dale Wood. If you haven't heard part one, go and have a listen. He is in red-hot form. He is such a great guy, massively great insight. The story about the time that he absolutely let rip at a Hall of Fame team owner and didn't know who he was until afterwards is a cracker. But there's plenty more. Part two this week, we really dive into his time in supercars, some of the difficult stuff, the awkward-to-talk-about stuff, the case of when it all doesn't go right. And, of course, one of those was Erebus and his departure from that team and the difficulties that unfolded there. He opens up about that. He talks about so much else as well, his time with Brad Jones, his time racing Porsches with the Kellys and all the bits in between, including winning that Dunlop Series back 10 years ago now in 2013. It's good stuff. Our Castrol Motorsport News podcast is back on Tuesday. AVL and Stefan with all the latest, of course, from Simmons Plains. And the insight, the analysis, the who, what, when, where, why and how of it all, of course, they won't have a Grand Prix to talk about in the aftermath of this weekend. Of course, the race at Imola has been canned due to the unbelievable flooding that's been going on in Italy over the course of the last week or so. So that's a real shame for all concerned there. But they'll be back next week on Tuesday. Make sure that you subscribe because then you don't miss an episode and you get the notification from your favourite podcast platform as to when we've published a new episode. It's usually around 4 o'clock, by the way, Eastern Standard Time on a Tuesday afternoon. It will take an hour depending on the news of the day. Right, that's me done. Enjoy the weekend at Simmons Plains. If you're watching on TV, listening on SEN or trackside, it's going to be a big one. Looking forward to seeing if anyone can stop Brody Kostecki from leading the championship. It's going to be an interesting one. Thanks for tuning in to Repco Supercars Weekly. A quick reminder to check out the Repco Garage. The website address is garage.repco.com.au. Look forward to having a chat with you again next week. Have a great one. Chat to you then.